Chapter 13. Telling Lies.
In America, parents and teachers teach boys and girls the importance of honesty by telling them the story of George Washington and the cherry tree. Washington, of course, became the first president of the United States of America. The cherry tree story goes like this. When George Washington was about 6 years old, his father gave him a hatchet. George loved to chop up things with a hatchet, but one day he went too far. He went into his family's garden and chopped down his father's beloved cherry tree. Later, his father approached little George. He asked him if he knew who had chopped down the tree. At first, George wasn't sure how to answer. He knew how much his father loved the tree. At last, though, George answered, "I cannot tell a lie, Father. I chopped down the tree." Instead of scolding him, his father gave him a big hug and praised him for telling the truth. His father had loved his cherry tree, yes, but he was much happier to have proof that his son was honest. To me, the most interesting point about this story of honesty is, it's probably not true. Most historians now think that Washington's first biographer, Mason Locke Weems, invented the story to make Washington seem more appealing and more of a role model to all Americans. These historians have examined a variety of records and diaries and found no evidence whatsoever that the cherry tree incident actually occurred. Well, if Mr. Weems did make up the cherry tree story, it is quite amusing, for he has lied in order to teach us the importance of telling the truth. Most of us, I think, believe that honesty is the best policy. But that does not necessarily imply that we think it is always right to tell the complete and absolute truth. Most of us would agree, I think, that it's okay to tell white lies occasionally. That is, lies that are told to avoid hurting other people's feelings or to maintain harmony. The classic example of a white lie is a doctor not telling a patient the truth about a terminal illness, especially cancer. The doctor thinks his white lie will enable the patient to remain optimistic and to live out his remaining days more pleasantly. We often feel guilty about telling a lie, but we lie anyway. As we are more fearful of the personal consequences of being honest than the pain from the guilt. What do you think about the scenarios below? Are Rosemary, Margaret, and James justified in telling lies? Scenario 1. Rosemary's been dating Calvin for a couple of months. He asks her to go to a movie on Thursday, and she accepts. Then Dirk calls her. She has always had her eye on Dirk, but thought he wasn't interested in her. Her heart pounds. She likes Calvin, she likes him a lot, but she feels dizzy just listening to Dirk's voice. Dirk may be her destiny. When Dirk asks her out for Thursday night, she accepts. She waits until Thursday afternoon to call Calvin. She says she has to cancel their date. She tells him she got a terrible grade on her sociology report, and her professor only gave her until Friday morning to rewrite it. It'll take her half the night to get it done. Scenario 2. Margaret is taking Professor Witt's literature class. She's by far the best student in the class, and probably the only one who will get an A. One day, She's in Professor Witt's office for a conference. He treats her more like a colleague than a student. And suddenly he shows her a short poem he has written. She reads it. She thinks it's trite and uninspired. "So, what do you think?" he asks her. She doesn't want to lie, but before she knows it, she has replied, "Wow, it's great." Scenario 3. James wakes up, sees it's raining, and goes back to sleep. He misses his history class. It's his fourth absence, which means he'll automatically fail the course. Now he won't be able to graduate this year. He'll have to pay tuition at least one more semester. But if he has a good enough reason, maybe his professor will give him a break. The next day, he walks up to his professor and said, "I'm sorry I was absent last Thursday, but my grandmother died." He tries his best to look sad. One interesting thing about lies is, as Adolf Hitler once said, the greater the lie, the greater the chance that it will be believed. Probably James should think about this. If he's going to tell a lie, he probably should embellish it. The crazier the story, the less likely the professor will be to question it. Here's what I would have told my teacher if I were James and determined to lie. "Last week, with all the rain, the river behind my grandmother's house flooded. Water in her house was a foot high. So my father went to rescue her in a rubber raft. When he got to her door, he took off his shoes, stepped into the water, and was bitten by a snake. An emergency crew had to go after both of them in a helicopter. I had to go back home to help out my mother. It wasn't a death in the family exactly, but..." I doubt seriously upon hearing such a wild tale that the professor would be too strict. Mind you, I'm not recommending that someone in James's position lie. But Hitler was probably right. If you've decided to lie, you might as well tell a whopper.